We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Hey, brother, we're boots on the ground here. We're moving on to Capitol now. I'll give you a boots on the ground update here in a few.
Multiple Capitol entries! Multiple Capitol entries!
Hours declaring it a riot.
Okay, guys, apparently this tip of the spear has entered the Capitol building.
Treason. So that's how the hearing started today. Did you see any of it? It was 3 hours of gripping officer testimony. It was heartbreaking. Adam Kinzinger was brought to tears today because he understood what battle is, what it is, and how it breaks a person, and how it was important for those police officers, Capitol Police, D.C. Metropolitan Police, to understand that they were not judged on that day by how overwhelmed they were and how outnumbered they were, and that they would be judged by how they put themselves back together. This was gut-wrenching testimony, and it included video, finally. This is something I've been insisting on for years and years, that when Congress does hearings like this, if there's video evidence of a crime or video evidence or audio evidence of a phone call or whatever, play it and let the jury, us, know, refresh what happened. Let us follow the story yet again with an eye toward accountability this time, with an eye toward, now we know who some of these people are. You know what I mean? So it was just unbelievable. So today we heard 4 police officers testify. We heard 2 D.C. Metropolitan Police officers, Daniel Hodges. He was the guy who got crushed in that video. For some reason, that video bothers me more than any of the others. I guess because it's just him and his body. Do you know what I mean? He has no freedom of movement. He slammed against a door. I don't know if it's like one of my biggest fears, you know, that I would get trampled at a concert or something from, you know, back in the day. I have no earthly idea why that one bothers me more than any of the other ones. But every time I see him getting crushed like that, it just, It just really upsets me. It just really does, because you know that those people were emboldened and encouraged and incentivized by people in power telling them this was necessary. It was needed behavior. They were fighting for the preservation of their country. I mean, and it was so heinous. Anyway, Daniel Hodges testified, and Michael Fanone from the D.C. Metropolitan Police. And from the Capitol Police, we heard from Officer Harry Dunn and Sergeant Aquilino Gonnell, who testified that when he went home, his wife had seen this whole day of terrorism, this whole day of treason, this whole day of insurrection on the TV, knowing he was there. And all she wanted to do was hug him, and he couldn't hug her because he was drenched in chemical spray. He was drenched in bear spray and in CS gas, and he had to go and get rid of his clothes and take a shower before his wife could hug him. I mean, it was an emotional thing. It was really emotional. Harry Dunn testified about how people were testing him and calling him the N-word repeatedly, by the way, and that in his entire career as an officer, he had never, ever, not once, while wearing a uniform, ever been called the N-word. And these white supremacists who were emboldened and empowered and told to do this by the Donald Trump cabal of insurrection, cowards who wanted to use them, the white supremacists, the 3%ers, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, as their personal military, were all a bunch of white supremacists, and that they had absolutely no regard for anybody's authority or anybody's, prior service to this country. You know, it's interesting. I did not know that Aquilino Gonnell had served in Iraq. I did not know that. But yes, he's from the Dominican Republic originally. He served in Iraq. He's a U.S. veteran, then joined, the Capitol Police Force. And they're literally calling him a traitor. They're calling him disloyal. They're saying he's not a real American. It is breathtaking how bamboozled these lunatic fringy people were and are. And I tell you, you know what was really offensive? I'll show you. This was before the hearing started, early this morning. Elise Stefanik and Jim Jordan and Jim Banks and Gosar and, all these, crazies that serve Getz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Getz, Gosar, all G's. They're the OGs of treason is what they are. They had a press conference this morning before we heard the testimony. And it was a doozy, man.
There is a reason that Nancy Pelosi is the most disliked elected official in America. She always puts her own partisan politics over what's best for the American people. She's an authoritarian who has broken the people's house.
Oh my God.
She is a lame duck speaker, and everyone knows it. The reason why Nancy Pelosi is refusing to seat accomplished and well-respected hardworking Republicans like Jim Jordan and Jim Banks is because she doesn't want the American people to know the truth or learn the facts. She doesn't want a fair or bipartisan investigation. She wants a political one. It is a fact that in December of 2020, Nancy Pelosi was made aware of potential security threats to the Capitol, and she failed to act. It is a fact that the U.S. Capitol Police raised concerns, and rather than providing them with the support and resources they needed and they deserved, she prioritized her partisan political optics over their safety. The American people deserve to know the truth that Nancy Pelosi bears responsibility as Speaker of the House for the tragedy that occurred on January 6th.
Blame the victim, everybody. Blame the hunted. She was hunted, and the police officers today testified that they did come to kidnap and to kill, and that if they had their way, if they could have found Nancy Pelosi or Mike Pence or any other member of the House of Representatives who certified the election or who's going to certify the election, they would have killed them.
Clear.
for takeoff. Randy Rhoads Air Force. Air Force. RandyRhoads.com.
A lot of us think that the media landscape is fundamentally broken, that there are financial incentives and bias that is in the press. So what if I told you there's an app for that? Ground News is an app, and it lets you compare how stories are being covered by news organizations across the political spectrum. It's an immense library, 50,000 outlets, and not just an aggregator. It's a tool, very easy to use features, so you can analyze the news for bias. You can be confident in the news you use.